Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Jeffrey Anderson from the School of Humanities at ULM. And Dr. Anderson, thanks for coming by and visiting with us today on Lanyap.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Good to have you. And you've got a lot going on right now in the School of Humanities and a lot of new stuff, too. And before we begin, I think people may not understand what all is in the School of Humanities at ULM. So what all areas do you cover?
Well, in the school, we have world languages, and that's going to include the French, Spanish, Latin, sometimes Chinese. We have communication. We have English, which is going to be literature, professional communication, things like that. We have history, which is really my field.
Dr. Anderson, a lot of new classes and concentrations being offered and some new classes this time that are interesting to some folks. Holocaust. I just went to the Holocaust Museum the other day in D.C., and, some amazing stories that are being told through novels. You've got a new class that deals with that?
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's put together by one of our professors, Dr. Blackburn, Holocaust through graphic novels. Now, it's something that I'm not an expert on by any means, but there are quite a few graphic novels about the Holocaust. I mean, it's a graphic event. When it's illustrated, it has that extra power. And some of these graphic novels have become very popular. And they're a great way to teach not just the Holocaust, but how people have tried to come to grips with it, understand it, and present it to people so people don't forget what happened.
One of those new classes, Myths and Creatures of Eastern Europe. Now, what are some of the creatures there in Eastern Europe that I need to know about?
Well, you know, if you want to talk about creatures, Eastern Europe is the place you go. I mean, that's where the idea that we have of the modern-day vampire comes from. Of course, their idea is a little bit different. It's kind of like a witch, but it's also dead body. It's not Count Dracula. It's a little bit scarier and creepier than that.
Yeah, Nosferatu with those weird teeth.
Yeah, that's a good representation of it.
The Vietnam War and more history. We're finding out more and more, I think, about the war as people tell their stories, and there's a lot there to learn from that war.
Indeed we do. We have Vietnam War, one of our newer classes we're offering. We're also offering Cold War at the graduate level. So those kind of fit together. Those are some classes that one of our professors, Dr. Brown, put together.
We've got a push on a lot of military students who are coming to ULM. They're learning things and a new military history program. How does that fit in and what is military history all about?
Well, the program itself is part of our graduate program. Now, you can, of course, still come to ULM and you can take just general history, have a master's degree, great professors teaching it. But we do have an unusually large number of people who are really interested in that military history side. And that's not just memorizing things about battles and that kind of thing. It's a lot bigger. What does war mean to society? How has the fight of war changed, or how has it differed by society? And that's the kind of things we focus in the military history concentration. So it's relatively new. We're picking up some students as we go now, and hopefully it'll be a big thing down the road.
All right, I thought we may have learned everything we needed to know about hieroglyphics, but we're still figuring it out. There's a new subject matter on hieroglyphics.
Well, yes, we have a professor who actually teaches students how to read hieroglyphics, and this is available for undergraduates, graduate students. In fact, my son is in one of the classes right now.
Do we know what all those signs mean, or are we still trying to figure out what some of those little symbols mean?
Well, I think when you're looking at a language that has not been used for so long, you never quite know all of it. There are still things that your scholars will debate about, but we know quite a bit. We can read it pretty well.
So hieroglyphics, one that's near and dear to your heart, voodoo, hoodoo, and conjure. We live right in the middle of all of that, right here in Louisiana, and it's part of our history, whether you think it is or not, right?
Oh, yes, very much. And we don't tend to realize how much of an impact it's had everywhere. I mean, who's not heard the term voodoo? We all have. Of course, there are misconceptions about it, all kinds of misconceptions. And that's one of the things we try to do in the class. I'm not teaching people how to practice it, but I'm teaching about what was it. It was a religion. It had magical beliefs, but it was more than just what people think it was when they look at stereotypes.
And you had lots of different versions of it going on from slaves coming from different countries on the African continent. And lots of different things going on, but all sort of the same as well. They all had some commonalities.
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, you tend to see things like ancestor veneration in multiple different African societies, some more, some less, but you have your own deities in different places, and they kind of blend, they mix. You have a religion in Louisiana that develops that's a combination of people from Senegal, Congo, Benin, and other places in Africa.
And a lot of it then takes on some life within the icons of the Catholic Church.
Oh, certainly, yes. I mean, if someone coming from Africa, we have multiple gods, and the next people over worship different ones than you, they tend to see the saints from the Catholic Church as just another pantheon of deities. And a lot of times, they incorporate those into voodoo. They draw equivalencies.
We've got some new books that have been written by the folks in the department. Your new voodoo book is, I couldn't put it down. I went through it about two or three days and learned a lot that I didn't know about Louisiana history.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I learned a lot writing it. So it's been out a few months now. It came out really about 6 months ago. So I appreciate you telling me about it.
The Dr. Blackburn has had a chance to go speak about the medicine collection at Buffalo.
Yes, it was really prestigious. I was impressed. But he was invited to go speak to the Medical History Museum at the University of Buffalo. And he's been doing some additional research there, did some over the summer. And he has not only done that, but he's been asked to come back a second time. And so he'll be going back up there, I think, this November to speak.
There's also some students doing internships with Leighton Castle and the Chenault Museum. And then you've got an event coming up. It's called Acts of Reparation. What's it all about?
Well, this is not something we put together, but we're trying to help with it. A movie premiere here the 27th of September, and we're going to have family history and genealogical workshops the next couple of days.
And going back and trying to help folks find their ancestors after that. Dr. Jeffrey Anderson from ULM School of Humanities. For folks to find out more about what's going on in humanities and follow along, how do they do that?
Well, they can always visit the ULM website. They can email me directly, jeanderson@ulm.edu, and I can help you out. Give me a call even. 342-1370, 318-342-1370, and I can help you out.
And if you can't remember all that, just go to ulm.edu and find your way to the humanities page, and they'll keep you up to date. You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more about this and other events, be sure and visit our website at kedm.org.